Monsieur le Président,
Mr. Chair, Canada would like to thank those 10,000 employees of the High Commission for Refugees across the world. We commend their devotion and their perseverance at this time of record movements of people across the planet as the environments in which they live are changing and becoming ever more dangerous and complex. We encourage the High Commission for Refugees to continue these efforts to ensure safety and security for all of its personnel and to maintain their well-being. We note the commitment of this agency to continuously analyze information on security, to maintain security, and maintain funding to meet minimum security needs for operations. In addition, we praise the commitment of this agency, a commitment to meet minimum needs of humanitarian standards. We favorably welcome the implementation by this body of a strategy in the area of human resources for 2016 to 2021, aimed at ensuring that key aspects such as diversity of personnel, care and flexibility in the workplace shall be in place to support all personnel as they do their work.
The immense challenges and the immense needs that UNHCR is trying to respond to are a reminder to us all. Agencies, donors, states need to change how we respond to these crises. Canada noted with appreciation UNHCR's active engagement at the May 2016 World Humanitarian Summit in developing and following through on the 51 commitments known as the Grand Bargain. For Canada, these commitments are already having an impact. We are moving towards more flexible, multi-year funding for both operational and core support to humanitarian agencies. We are pleased to announce our first ever multi-year core funding to UNHCR at the recent UN High-Level Meeting on Refugees and Migrants and the Leaders' Summit on Refugees. We look forward to continuing to work on the implementation of Grand Bargain commitments and understanding how implementation of the commitments will take shape within UNHCR. We also see Grand Bargain implementation as a way to enhance and strengthen partnerships. This includes stronger partnerships with other humanitarian agencies in needs assessments and in finding ways to reduce duplication and management costs. We wish to see UNHCR continue to build on its valuable work in forging closer partnerships with development actors to address durable solutions. We also encourage UNHCR to continue to seek innovative partnerships across a spectrum of sectors, from the private sector writ large to various levels of government, to community-level associations and individuals. In particular, we seek a greater focus on the quality of partnerships with implementing partners, especially local partners, in terms of program delivery, capacity building, or joint advocacy. This is vital to ensure that the perspectives of the most vulnerable beneficiaries, including women and girls, are taken into account. A final element on partnerships concerns IOM's recent transition to a related organization of the UN. We see great potential in this collaboration in support of the negotiations for the planned 2018 adoption of the Global Compacts on Responsibility Sharing for Refugees and on safe and regular and orderly migration. Canada is committed to playing an active role in these negotiations and looks forward to working closely with partners in this process. Mr. Chairperson, the increased attention on refugees around the world makes it all the more important to tell a strong results story and to demonstrate the impact that UNHCR is having. We note the significant accomplishments of the 2015 UNHCR against its global strategic priorities and wish to encourage continued attention to the quality and consistency of results reporting across country operations, including operation-specific reporting with sex and age disaggregated indicators. We hope that UNHCR's new program manual on results-based management will contribute to these efforts. At the same time, we also ask that UNHCR facilitates the ability of the Executive Committee to understand how UNHCR prioritizes its allocations, especially within the context of budget gaps, and to understand UNHCR's needs-based budgeting processes. We also take note of increase in the use of affiliate staff. By the end of 2015, there were a total of 5,000 non-staff personnel, representing 34% of UNHCR's total workforce. While having a large number of affiliate staff can provide greater flexibility, it also requires effective management of UNHCR's partnerships, and we encourage UNHCR to monitor closely the use of affiliate staff. Finally, we remain concerned that UNHCR's funding gap continues to grow. At 49% in 2015 and nearly 43% so far in 2016, the status quo is untenable. It is clear that UNHCR is making significant efforts towards broadening its donor base and in finding efficiencies in its operations. We encourage these ongoing efforts to increase funding and reduce costs. Thank you.